You're listening to SBS News.
They may have sung it hundreds of times before, but this latest rendition of the Australian National Anthem hit a special note. It's the first time these Sydney residents have sung it as Australian citizens. Here in the Western Sydney Council area of Cumberland, 450 residents representing 42 nationalities took the oath to adopt Australia as their home.
Congratulations, guys.
Hi. Congratulations.
For Afghan-born Nasratullah Hakimi, he's lived in Australia for 5 years now. He says the freedom citizenship gives both him and his wife is something he's been waiting for.
We came from Afghanistan to live here, and there's a in bad situations, war, everything. Just we feel very happy and very like we receive our freedoms, completely, and we're happy to live in this country freely, and we are so happy.
The decades-old citizenship ceremony tradition began a little differently this time. Because of COVID-safe precautions, every person had to check in and have their temperature tested.
Thank you very much. If you can get your photo ID ready, please.
Among those in attendance, the Unlu family, who were just glad they could be there all together. Father Hussein spent years here alone, working in the hopes of having his family join him from Turkey.
Very hard for me. These 3 years, just for me, very, very hard because my family, this another country.
But Mr. Unlu's hard work has paid off. He's able to stand proudly alongside his 3 children, all holding citizenship certificates. His 16-year-old daughter, Melissa, says she's excited to make a life of her own here.
It was a like dream. I never think that we're going to come to Australia or we're going to be a citizen of Australia. So it's like a miracle.
Last year, coronavirus restrictions meant all ceremonies were temporarily forced online. The Cumberland Mayor, Steve Christou, who officiated today's event, says he's relieved face-to-face ceremonies are back as they mark the significance of the day.
You are now Australian citizens. Welcome to our land.
Along with international border closures, he says it's more important than ever for residents to have certainty about their citizenship status.
It's an important time in people's lives. And, you know, people want that stability and assurance. And we are coming out of COVID. So inducting people in person gives something for them to be proud of, something to look forward to.
Like Srijan Shrestha, who came to Australia from Nepal 13 years ago. It's a day he says he'll remember forever.
Feeling great, actually. Yeah, so today is the day to remember, actually. And I'll be telling my grandkids, kids, how I become an Australian citizen.
Or Mohit from India, who can officially barrack for his favourite sporting side.
We are proud as well that we are Australian citizens. And now I can formally support Australian cricket team.
They may hail from vastly different parts of the world, but they now all share a unique experience, becoming an Australian citizen in the midst of a pandemic. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.